A new unreleased report prepared for the Army sounds a cautionary note about the military's performance in Iraq. It warns against viewing the swift fall of Saddam Hussein's regime as an endorsement of the Pentagon's plans to transform the military, with an emphasis on speed, precision, and high-tech weaponry. The report argues that the Iraqi military's ineffectiveness played a huge role in the quick victory by the U.S. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Before the U.S. invasion of Iraq, there were fears of a protracted siege of Baghdad, mass American casualties and street-to-street fighting, and of a scorched-earth plan that would leave Iraqi oil fields in ruins. And, of course, there was the big fear Saddam Hussein would unleash chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons in desperation.
So we really neutered his defenses, as well as sent the clear signal that we are not bogged down and that we can go where and when we want in the city.
In fact, U.S. forces took Baghdad after just 3 weeks, with one of the lowest casualty rates for U.S. troops in modern warfare. The ongoing fight against a guerrilla insurgency has since taken much of the gloss off of the swift fall of Baghdad, yet some in the Pentagon still view the rapid defeat of what was, on paper, the world's 12th largest army as vindication of a transformation emphasis on precision weaponry, combat speed, and high-tech knowledge of battlefield movements. Here's Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today at the Pentagon.
The coalition forces took control of the country in one of the speediest and most skillful displays of military power in recent times.
Now a new internal Army report titled Toppling Saddam, Iraq and American Military Transformation argues that the Iraqi military's ineptitude, what the report charitably calls a major skill imbalance, played as important a role as America's advanced technology.
The job of this document is to say the enemy was weak and incompetent. That's good news. I'm glad to see someone is finally admitting that.
Retired Army Colonel Douglas McGregor commanded an armored unit against Iraq's supposedly elite Republican Guard during the 1991 Gulf War. Iraq's army proved hapless back then, he says, and this report affirms for him that U.S. commanders failed to plan for the peace while once again overrating an opponent that had been rotting under sanctions and Saddam's own despotic purges.
The generals were always in pursuit of fantastic illusions of Iraqi military power. There was plenty of information available before we went into Iraq that made it very clear that we were not dealing with a serious enemy. The real issue was always, where do you go when you get there, and what do you do after you arrive? That wasn't done.
The Army and the report's chief author declined to comment publicly. The Army has yet to release Toppling Saddam outside of the Army. Military analyst Lauren Thompson says the report should caution those in the Pentagon, including Secretary Rumsfeld, who see the major combat phase of the Iraq War as a vindication of a transformation agenda, stressing satellite-guided weaponry and high-tech advantages.
One of the serious problems with military transformation is that it relies on networking technologies that are readily available to most competent adversaries. What we faced in Iraq was not a competent adversary, but in the future we're going to face countries that have the ability to use this technology as well as we do. And perhaps equally importantly, they'll understand how to foil our use of the technology.
The report documents that Iraqi troops were demoralized and poorly trained, and it shows how Saddam's Stalin-esque paranoia about coups all but eliminated live-fire training exercises and any army movements within urban areas, both essential to any effective defense of Baghdad. A telling section of the report entitled Iraqi Ineptitude documents how a Republican Guard tank battalion dug in just west of Baghdad opened fire on a U.S. armored cavalry unit. The Iraqis got off 16 tank rounds first at about 800 yards, or what amounts to point-blank range for a tank. Not one Iraqi round hit its mark. U.S. forces then wiped out the Iraqi battalion in about 10 minutes. Retired Army Major General Robert Scales says the report confirms the widely held view of Iraqi military incompetence, and he cautions that the 14-month-old insurgency challenges the notion that new ideas produced a big military breakthrough in Iraq. The guerrilla fight, Scales says, shows that many Iraqi fighters eventually learned how to exploit the U.S. military's soft points.
They adapted, and they learned to attack our weaknesses. You avoid American precision by dispersing, going to ground, operating in small units, using ambushes. Initially, of course, they weren't very effective, but over time they learned. And what we're seeing now is an enemy who has learned to adapt to accommodate these new realities and to be as effective as he possibly can.
The Army-sponsored report notes that Iraqi forces during the main phase failed to exploit serious weak points in the U.S. supply and logistical lines, among other missed tactical opportunities. The report concludes that the same advanced U.S. technology against a more skilled opponent could very well produce a very different military outcome. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.